Hey, look on the phone. It's Jake Owen. Kelly, it's Jake Owen.
Ooh, do we have video phone?
No, sorry.
No. Good morning.
What's up?
Well, you know, same stuff, different day. What about you?
Well, not a lot. I'm hanging out in Missouri today.
Really?
Yeah.
So, how's that? Is there anything to do out there?
Well, I'm getting ready to go to the gym, and then I'll probably go play some golf and call my mom. Maybe say hey, you know, check in with my mom. Yeah,
good,
I think that's
for
good.
You.
Mom's like, yeah, their son's checking in with them.
Yes.
So, I'm going to do that. You know, maybe hit up Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know if I have time. Maybe Home Depot.
So, what do you do at Bed Bath & Beyond?
I don't go. I've been in Bed Bath & Beyond about twice in my life. And I realize it's impossible to not spend like $400 on these all that.
No, you're right.
And that's just on sheets.
Like, my wife sent me there one time to get some towels, and I left with like everything but towels. You know, like a griddle.
Yes.
And up all this front, weird, like, oh, it's like, oh, sweet, I can get a vacuum that'll like just like wander itself around my house, so I don't have to do it.
I want one of those. Next time you go, grab me one, okay?
A Roomba.
Yeah, they don't work very well. You might as well just get like a, you know, regular one and just kind of do it like you're supposed to do, you know?
That breaks.
Anytime you try to get a robot to do anything in your life, it's probably a bad idea.
The little experience I have with robots, I will agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing like a real person.
All right. Well, we're excited about you coming to town. The Days of Gold Tour is presented by Discover Boating, and that's going to be September the 25th. And we've got all reserved seats are $25. That's going to be huge. I mean, it's very affordable, and it's going to be a great show for you, too, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're having a great time out on the road. I feel really fortunate after all these years to kind of be headlining my own tour and having guys like I think we have the Cadillac 3 with us.
Yeah, and I love those guys. Eli Youngband.
We have Eli Youngband with us that night, seeing you guys, right?
Yes.
Yeah, our middle slot with Eli Youngband, we switch back and forth some nights with Parmalee.
Yeah.
And they're both so great, we're having a lot of fun. And yeah, like I said, we're looking forward to come see you guys.
Love the Eli Youngband, love Cadillac 3. They've been here a couple of times and always put on a fun show, but we're very excited about the concert. You've been in the area a few times. In fact, last time I got to see you was in Oxford at the Lyric Theater. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's been a while, man. Yeah. You know how long ago that's been.
It's been a couple of years.
This is what's funny. People don't realize this, like, and I think it's great, like, the way music does and how people just kind of take off. But, you know, my buddies, Florida Georgia Line, they opened for me that night, and they were in this little bitty van with this little bitty trailer. And now those guys are in, like, 5 tour buses.
Oh, I know.
10 trucks. And it's cool how you can, you know, like, that night, I'll never forget that night in Oxford, like, how much fun everybody had. And it's just cool to look back and see how fans can kind of see guys on the rise like that at a small venue.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And that's a great venue, too. But this is going to be a big arena, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Like we said, reserve seats, $25. That's not bad at all. So you got any big plans for Labor Day coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to drink some beer.
All right.
And
maybe get on a boat.
I'm going to hang out with my friends on a boat.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to plop myself down on the couch somewhere and watch college football.
There you go.
Very good.
I'm kind of a dude, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So are you an ACC fan or an SEC fan? Because I know you're from Florida.
Yeah, dude. I went to Florida State.
Okay, well, there you go.
You know.
Yeah.
So I'm still on a national championship high right now.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you be?
Yeah. But I spent 10 years waiting to get back to a national championship, so thank God. I think we got a pretty good chance this year, too.
Yeah, you guys have a good team. We won't hold it against you, though. You know, most people around here are either Mississippi State or Ole Miss. A few Alabama, too, because we're so close. But, you know, it's an SEC area.
Yeah. Well, I like Mississippi State.
Bulldogs, like,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
I got a Bulldog. His name's Merle.
Of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he travel with you?
I got a lot in common with you guys.
Yeah. Does he travel with you?
He does. He travels most everywhere with me. But my wife and my little girl usually travel with me, too. But they're not on the road this week. So they asked if Merle could stay and keep him company at the house.
Yeah, be the man of the house.
He's not very protective, is he?
Not really. But, you know, he's a big, fat, white dog that kind of makes people think, oh, he could be mean.